In this episode, we're going to dive into how to make the right decision and answer the question, is there even a right decision to make? Let's get started. Okay, so in this episode, I really wanted to talk about something that came to me when I was playing football last night. And it was something as much I want to remember this because I think it kind of just made me look at it differently. And what I've found with dyslexia is, we've got a very different computer system. Like, I think dyslexics are running off an Apple Mac, where most people are running off a PC. It's probably the way to think about it. We've got slightly different computers, but computers all work in the same way. They get programmed. Now, when certain experiences happen or certain kind of click moments, usually quite visual, you can start to reprogram your Mac to work more efficiently and to get more out of it. I hope that's a good visualization, gets you in the right space. So I was thinking about how you program your Mac. And I was sitting at football and I went up to the counter and I purchased a bottle of water. Now, I'm not a huge fan of buying bottles of water. They're expensive. Water is more expensive than juice sometimes and Coke. And you think there's a lot more work gone into creating juice, for example. But water, a cold bottle of water in New Zealand at least, can be more expensive. Now, our bottles are quite nice. I've been overseas and sometimes they don't match the same description. But, I was thinking at that moment, I was thinking, wow, I'm paying X dollars for this. But I really value it. I really value it at this exact moment. I'm more than happy to pay whatever it costs for this freezing cold bottle of water when it's really hot and summery in New Zealand at the moment. I really want cool water. And I was thinking about this around decision making and value. Because one of the things is, one of the things we always look at is values. Now, when it comes to values, a lot of us are trying to work out what are our values and what do we value, because values are what helps you make a decision. And I was thinking at that moment, I really value that bottle of water, and nothing's going to stop me getting it. I value it in that situation. It's important. And it got me thinking of value and situation and kind of like a graph. And the kind of, when you're making a decision, we try and make decisions based on what's in our heads, what we want to achieve, and what we think is important. But what I sometimes personally forget is how often that changes based on the situation. Your sequence of importance or what's really valuable to you is not fixed in stone. It changes moment to moment to moment, just based on the situation. You may think this is simple and obvious, but sometimes the simple and obvious are not things we always recognize in the moment. And when you don't recognize them in the moment or you're not aware of them, it's very hard to adjust them or see what is valuable and why it's valuable. Because I think understanding yourself, understanding your operating system is the first step to adding new programs or changing the way you operate. And that can be a very good thing if you can get on top of it. So I was looking at this bottle of water and I said, okay, if it was the middle of winter and it was cold and I'd already just had something to drink, I would not value this bottle. I'd probably be telling people, why are you buying water? Da, 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 stop. It's terrible for the environment. And it just made me think of just how different my value change based on the situation of what I value. And like we say, our values are pretty, like everyone who's talked to me about values acts like they're really fixed. You value honesty and blah, 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 blah. But there's a lot of stuff that is very situational. You know, if I was sick or dying from a disease, not to bring the mood down too much, I'd probably value someone lying to me and telling me the opposite of what I wanted to, what was true to help me get through it sometimes. You know, I would be quite happy and I would value someone holding their tongue on certain things so that I didn't kind of let my mind make the decision that it agreed with them. You know, you may have seen the studies that go out about if they tell someone they've got 3 weeks to live versus 3 months, the difference of people actually sticking to that is remarkable. You know, how close people get to what they're told, because the mind is such a powerful tool. So in that instance, I would value them lying to me and telling me I had longer to live. And so what I'm saying is, and that would be in essence against the value of honesty, which is supposedly something people fix in stone. So I guess what I'm saying here is, when it comes to your operating system, when it comes to values, when it comes to decision making, it is fluid from moment to moment to moment. Everything is based on the situation you're in at that exact moment. And it's not wrong to have a different value at a different moment. And I think that's what, you know, that is really what I'm trying to get across is we can sometimes build this anxiety around decision making. Am I doing the right thing? Am I making the right decision? And to be honest, it the right decision right now might not be the right decision in 25 minutes or a year or 2 years' time. The decisions could be completely different. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you a good person. It doesn't even affect that. The situational decision-making is just what it is. So relax. You know, you're going to make decisions. You're going to... Don't worry about getting... Don't even consider getting anxious about anything. You can only make a decision in that moment. So you've made the best decision in the moment you can. If something goes wrong, the result doesn't turn out the way you think, don't blame yourself for making that decision, because that decision was made in the moment you were in. You know, you can't control the results. Just relax. And, you know, oddly, that actually put my mind at ease a lot last night when I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, there's so many decisions, you know. I used to think back and say, oh, I wish I'd made it this way. But how could I? You know, I was in a different situation. I wasn't in the, like, you know, it's kind of, I look back and I think I'm in the situation I'm in right now. And I'm thinking, oh, I wish I made a different decision. But back then I was in a completely different situation. There's no way I would have made a different decision. That situation led to that decision. So why stress about it? Why build anxiety? Why let myself just let it pass? You know, why carry that weight on my shoulders? I made the decision then. I can now make a different decision now. So that's what I wanted to share today, guys. Just a bit of a bonus episode as it came to me last night. And I thought it was quite a valuable thing to share, because I know it's so easy to get stressed. I get stressed out sometimes, and half the time it's just getting stuck in my head with overthinking decision making. Hopefully that's been valuable, guys. And thank you for all the emails. I'm getting lots of feedback, which is great. If I haven't replied to you, I will. I promise that. So... thank you. If you haven't gone to thetruthaboutdyslexia.com, make sure you visit us, take the test, download the cool freebie, and hopefully it helps you and anyone else you know with dyslexia.